The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health and Mental Health for Ulster County. With me this morning is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Vin.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Dr. Smith, today's topic is really interesting. It is the new Ulster County Bring Your Own Bag Act. And we have the perfect person here to explain what it is and, more importantly, why it is. And her name is Amanda Laval. Amanda heads up the Ulster County Department of the Environment. Welcome, Amanda.
Welcome.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. Good morning, Vin.
Good morning.
Great to be here.
Nice
good
to have you. Amanda, tell us, our listeners, what the Bring Your Own Bag Act is, and then we can get into the why.
Oh, great. The Ulster County Bring Your Own Bag Act is the county legislative action which will effectively ban single-use plastic bags at most retail locations come July 15th.
And why was this put into place? I know anyone who's listened to the news lately has heard the stories about microplastics showing up in our oceans and into the food chain, into the soils. This has a lot to do with that, I would imagine, right?
Sure. There's lots of really great reasons why Ulster County has moved ahead with being the first county in the state to ban plastic bags. And we know that plastic bags, you know, a couple generations back or even maybe one generation ago, we didn't really have plastic bags. We carried all those goods and our groceries different ways. And within a fairly short time frame, we've become pretty dependent on plastic bags. And the truth is that even any given plastic bag has a useful life of about 12 minutes. That's about as long as any person needs to use that plastic bag to carry those goods. But they persist in our environment for decades and potentially hundreds of years. And they have impacts both on the environment, and what we're starting to discover lately is the potential for impact to human health. So the Bring Your Own Bag Act is about promoting people to use reusable bags or recyclable bags and to...
The good old paper bag.
And to move back from the reliance on plastic bags, which are relatively a new thing in our kind of culture and society.
Now, so the state is doing something similar, are they not?
The state also, through the budget process just a couple months ago, passed a plastic bag ban. That ban will go into effect in March of 2020. So this is coming, but we are kind of leading the wave on plastic bags, and our legislation will go into effect this July.
Well, you know, one of the things that struck me when I was reviewing some of the articles and literature that Amanda brought was the number of countries worldwide that have already initiated this. 31 some odd countries and plus, and countries in Africa, Asia, places that you would think would not be that advanced, so to speak, are ahead of the curve on this. That's wonderful.
Yep. New York State is the third state in the U.S. to pass a statewide ban. And you're right, there are 31 countries across the globe. And we're talking, you know, this is not just a Western European kind of initiative, but Africa, Asia, all over the place that are seeing the impacts of plastic bags in their environment.
Absolutely. It's a really wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Especially those countries that are that have coastal waters. I remember seeing a bunch of pictures where enormous amounts of plastic waste, clogging up waterways and inlets and fishing areas and beaches. And,
yeah. Oh my gosh, you can see them, you know, even along the road sometimes, just sort of cast aside and blowing in the branches of the trees. And it really has reached a point that something had to be done.
And Amanda, so plastic bags are not biodegradable, is that correct?
Right. So plastic doesn't biodegrade, meaning that microbes or organisms can't break down the plastic into other food source, basically. So what plastic does is that it photodegrades, which means it just kind of breaks down into smaller particles. So at first, you might have a plastic bag that can become litter and maybe clog a storm drain, or it can clog a piece of municipal equipment, which happens really frequently, especially at recycling centers. But then over time, the plastic doesn't ever really go away. And as those microplastics, that's what we call these smaller particles of plastic, those can then enter water or soil and very easily become part of our food, or they become part of the food chain, especially in the ocean, where tiny organisms called zooplankton are ingesting those little plastic bits. They get eaten by the next biggest thing, and pretty soon you have this accumulation of plastic in fish and in other organisms, potentially impacting the ecosystems as well as humans who are relying on them for food.
Right. And can plastic bags... some people might think plastic bags can be recycled just like other recyclables. Is that not the case?
Right. There is plastic film recycling, which most folks might be familiar with at larger chain stores. You can walk in the door and sometimes there's a box where you can recycle your plastic bags. Or most plastic bags that we do receive, somewhere in, I believe the law says at least 1-inch font, high font, it has to say that this plastic bag can be recycled. But the truth is about 5% of plastic bags are recycled. That's very low. It's a low grade recycled material. So it's not getting done, and we haven't been very successful with that. So there's still going to be plastic films and plastic bags. We're just hoping there are going to be a lot less of them with this this law.
And so before we get into more details about the act, how does this fit into the overall environmental and sustainability strategy of Ulster County,
right,
and where we're at as a community?
So what we do at the County Department of the Environment is we mainly focus on sustainability initiatives for county government operations. So we're thinking about things like using renewable energy for our county government operations, how we use electric vehicles in our fleet, and the health department is one of those departments that
they work very well.
That uses electric vehicles. And you know, that's kind of the heart or the core of what the Department of Environment does. But we're kind of tasked with doing some education and outreach around this particular piece of legislation. So we're supporting it in that way. And it fits into, it actually builds on the countywide. In 2015, the county banned polystyrene foam, which is more commonly known as styrofoam, from food service takeout containers or food service. And that's something that the health department is...
We're charged with making sure that it's no longer used in takeout in restaurants and what have you. And, you know, these initiatives, really, when you think about them, are really just so important. I mean, we're faced with so many major challenges with respect to the climate and the environment. And, you know, really it's up to us to take these steps to start curbing the overflow of this junk, really, is what it amounts to, because it doesn't go away. It just stays. Right. And at some point, it's definitely going to start impacting our health. In fact, it has already in many ways. You know, the microplastic issue is something that we yet to really determine what the health effects of that are developing fetus and what have you, and so that's of concern. And you know, it's polystyrene, the same thing. It breaks down to benzene and styrene, which are both carcinogenic elements, and that's one reason behind why that particular type of packaging was banned in this county.
And when you think about this issue and you know, the issue of climate change as well with it, really, it's really about, and you know, I think most people can relate to with their own families and their own children and grandchildren, mm-hmm. is that moral, ethical imperative to
Absolutely.
Leave the world a better place
Absolutely.
Than we found it, right?
Right.
Even in the workplace, if you're doing a particular job, but whenever you're charged with the responsibility to do something,
yeah.
there's this. You know, it's just like an ethical responsibility
no
to
question.
Say, you know, my presence is going to make a positive difference.
Absolutely.
And not, you know, leave it for some future generation to deal with the consequences of.
And I think, too, and I've seen this in various pieces of legislation, that there is an unknown at this period of point in time where we're suspicious that there are certain impacts. We may see some evidence of those, although we haven't studied all the potentials. We don't know all the potentials.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that this is one way that we can start to deal with this plastic pollution. And it's hard because we can't kind of globally deal with plastic pollution as far as legislation. We have to kind of address things like polystyrene and then address plastic bags mm-hmm. and then maybe address something like straws. But if we're starting to build an awareness about plastics and the proliferation of them in our everyday lives, that's a really major step forward.
Absolutely.
And big change is generally the sum total of a lot of small changes,
yeah.
right? So first we're going to take a short break, and we want to learn more about the Bring Your Own Bag Act, some of the details. And you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Be back soon.
I love the way that picture looks. Can you move it to the left just a bit? Careful on the ladder.
Really? You know I'm always careful. Let me move it just a little bit more. Uh-oh!
Let's face it, accidents happen. When life takes an unexpected turn, you want your family treated at a full-service emergency room, where you'll find physicians who are board-certified in emergency medicine.
Let's get in the car. We're going to the ER.
Oh, but we'll be waiting for hours.
Introducing the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, only at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie and Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, members of the WMC Health Network. When you arrive in either of these emergency rooms, you'll be seen by a member of the care team within 30 minutes. Expert trusted emergency care without the wait. To read the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, visit wmchealth.org/ER30.
Well, that was painless.
Hey, I'm the one with the stitches.
No, I was talking about the wait.
Another way the WMC Health Network is advancing care here.
Let me ask you a question. When you think of the American Legion, what comes to mind? Is it the way we fight daily for our veterans to get them the benefits they've earned through their service?
I work hard every day to make sure that our veterans get the benefits they deserve. I am the American Legion.
For nearly 100 years, the American Legion has been our nation's leading advocate for veterans and their families.
I am the American Legion.
This is today's American Legion.
To learn more, visit legion.org.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Amanda Laval, Director of the Ulster County Department of the Environment. And Amanda is here talking about the new plastic bag ban. Could you tell us once again when that goes into effect in our county?
Sure. The Ulster County Bring Your Own Bag Act goes into effect July 15th of 2019, this summer, in just a few
Coming
short weeks.
Coming up in a few weeks.
And what type of plastic bags are not allowed under this?
The ban covers any single-use plastic carry-out bags. These are the type of bags that you would be given at the checkout or at the point of sale for carrying your goods. And these are a lot of times referred to as T-shirt bags, or like a plastic grocery or shopping bag.
And also, they'll be replaced with paper bags, or you can bring your own bag.
Right. So the best thing to do, and really the push even behind the name of this act, is to bring your own bag. We really want to encourage folks to, you know, ditch the plastic and get in the habit of bringing their own bag. If you, by chance, forget, or you're still forming that new habit of bringing your own bag, a recyclable paper bag can be made available, doesn't have to be. It will be available, if it's made available to you at the checkout, there will be a minimum 5-cent fee for that bag. And also,
so it certainly encourages you to bring your own bag.
Right. So there was quite a bit of research and discussion when this legislation was being discussed and formed. And even a modest fee for the recyclable bag makes a big change in people's habit formation around bringing their own bag. So just that 5 cents is enough for people to say, you know what, I'm going to skip the bag this time. I'll just carry my two things out with me, or to remember to bring their own bag.
You know, a couple of months ago, the governor was here in Ulster County, and he was at the Maritime Museum to roll out the statewide plastic bag ban, which goes into effect March of 2020, correct?
Yep.
And, you know, he was rather typical of our governor. You know, he said, listen, he said, you know, you put your pants on, you take your car keys, you take your cell phone. Well, you just have to remember to take your bag when you go shopping.
Well, you know, that's really interesting, because it is just basically changing a long ingrained habit, right? For the last couple of months, in anticipation of this, I've been carrying 4 reusable tote bags in the trunk of my car.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were in the trunk, I'd get to the supermarket after. I typically go after the gym. I go to the gym and then I go right over to the supermarket. And I, you know, run in and, oh my God, I left my bag in the car. And then I said, I'm going to break that habit by putting the bags now in the front, where they stare me in the face.
Absolutely.
And I can't forget.
You turn
them
off the engine and you grab your bag.
So that's really it. And it does, you know, when you make a few mistakes, you forget a few times, yes, you will. But you'd be surprised, after you've been using them for a while, it becomes just second nature. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's no longer an inconvenience. It's actually pretty cool.
Right. And to remember that you're doing what you can in your own way to help the environmental issue, where, you know, to prevent us from drowning literally in this plastic.
Right, right. And the communities that have banned bags, it's just remarkable the number that are reduced. And I had a real wake-up call when I was going to talk to, I've been stopping by various shops and businesses just to ask them if they've heard about the act, if they're ready for July 15th with the bag ban. And one shop owner was really enthusiastic about the ban, because he shared with me that in this small business, he went through 10,000 plastic bags a week. Because folks are just very used to it. And, you know, the plastic bag isn't as sturdy as one of those nicer reusable bags, so people kind
of double up,
double bag. So a small retail establishment, 10,000 mm-hmm. bags, just think about, you know, that's
one store
in the community, that this is going to be a lot. It's going to be great for
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. Well, you know, a few years ago, too, the county, under your direction and guidance, helped convert our fountains, the water fountains in the buildings, to fountains that you would bring your own bottle to refill. And those fountains record the numbers of plastic bottles that have been spared from the environment. And one fountain alone right now, I think it's like 39,000 plastic bottles in our building, which is just astounding.
Yeah. And there's layers of benefit to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 39,000 plastic water bottles that haven't been shipped from some remote location, where plastic is also a resource, and that has to be made. And then it's also...
And it's made with petroleum products, too. So that also helps to avoid that issue of overusage and reliance on fossil fuels.
Yeah. And as we're learning, you know, we're just beginning to gain more knowledge about the proliferation of plastics in our environment and what that means to the to humans. But we know that, you know, there's just some studies or some reports recently about that there's more microplastics are found in people who drink more things from plastic bottles than those who drink tap water or from other sources.
Yeah.
So
there's,
you know, layers of benefits.
Amanda and I were in a meeting this morning, and our new county executive, Pat Ryan, was talking about his initiatives, and one of them is a green initiative, which certainly takes multiple forms. And he happened to mention, again, Amanda, one of your projects, the solar panels, you know, over the landfill, which is really saving, or 20% of the county's energy is being produced by those solar panels. And these are just wonderful initiatives. And in fact, in, you know, the prior county executive's administration was, with Amanda, was acknowledged by National Geographic, Dreamin' Green, for our initiatives. So we're well on our way with a wonderful pattern of making a difference, and that's great.
And I think, Dr. Smith, what you were talking about with the governor coming to Ulster County to sign the statewide ban, that was a very, you know, meant to be a very powerful message.
Absolutely.
And we saw lots of folks who were legislators and local politicians who were involved in various aspects of that, the plastic bag ban, standing behind the governor as he was signing it.
That's right.
So we talk a lot about, you know, how doing things on a county level or a municipal level can help to move the ball forward or change the agenda at the state level. And that for me was a really vibrant,
rewarding
how that happens.
That happens often with state law, for instance, with raising the age to purchase tobacco products to 21. When X number of counties, including Ulster County, lead the way, the state sees it as, okay,
this is the message.
This is the message.
This is the way we need to go.
The way the train is going. Let's hop on here and make it a state initiative. So, Amanda, so can retailers provide reusable plastic bags, and what type of stores do have to do this, and what don't, which don't?
Oh, those are great questions. So, covered under the law are pretty much any retail establishment that covers a grocery store, like a clothing store, a hardware store, an open air flea market. What's not covered under the law are those that are only serving food, and you would basically get your maybe takeout food that is then put in a plastic bag. Those types of food establishments, basically restaurants, are exempt from this law. A reusable bag can be a recyclable bag, so basically a paper bag, or a reusable plastic bag. That bag needs to be a certain thickness so that it's durable and you can reuse it. It also needs to be so that you can wipe it clean, so that concerns regarding the sanitation of those bags can be, you know, properly addressed.
Are those the quote-unquote the recyclable type of plastic that I know there are some plastics that do have that capability? Do those bags have to be of that quality, or is that not the case?
They need to be durable. There's actually language in the law about how much weight over what distance the bag needs to be capable of carrying up. And I think many of us have received maybe promotions or giveaway bags that aren't very durable. So there's language in the law about the durability of what is a reusable bag.
Okay.
We're developing website materials on an FAQ, as well as additional materials, brochures, flyers, things like that.
Where can people go for that information?
Absolutely.
I was about to ask that,
they can go to the County Department of the Environment website, and we have a whole page under Bring Your Own Bag Resources. There's also an email there. If you have a particular question, please feel free to email that. Also, if you want to get the word out in your community, we have brochures and flyers, and I would be so happy to provide those to anyone who wanted to help spread awareness, not plastic.
And we're encouraging all of our community partners to use reusable tote bags mm-hmm. as a promotional item when they're advertising.
Absolutely. Like it's a great way to advertise your business. Or,
I know we've done it for the health department in the past few months.
And I see Amanda has a BYO bag too here.
Yeah. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for this work.
Well,
it's really terrific. You know, our children and future generations thank you, as
That's
do
correct.
We. Thank you so much. That's all the time we have for
thank
today.
You're
listening
me.
To Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.